We've all heard about dogs who resemble their owners, or vice versa. Marta Williams, a professional animal communicator in Lake County, says that's just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to pets reflecting their people.
Animals will absorb what's going on inside of us. They're acutely aware of what we're thinking, how we're feeling, what's going on in our lives. And because they're so enmeshed in our lives, they can't help but reflect it back to us in some way. As a communicator, over the years, and many of my colleagues have noticed this, we realize that a lot of issues that animals have turn out to be issues that the people have. And the animal's just saying, hey, look it, you have this issue.
Williams explores these reciprocal behaviors, which she terms mirroring, in her new book, My Animal, Myself. She says it can take several forms.
Mirror can be positive or negative. It can be direct or indirect. It can have to do with physical things, mental things. Like if somebody's worried all the time, their animal might start to get separation anxiety or worry-type behavior. It can have to do with even spiritual issues. So physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, those are the four different modes.
Animals are far more attuned to the humans around them than most people ever recognize, Williams says, a capacity that extends across a wide range of species.
You can see it play out everywhere. For example, you go walking and see a deer. If you're the kind of person that's really calm and loves deer and you have a really calm presence, that deer might just hang out and even come visit you. I mean, there's plenty of wildlife photographers who have the foxes sitting on their head, right? The animal saying, wow, you're really trustworthy and let me show you how much I trust you.
And this responsiveness, she believes, stems directly from the absence of psychosocial conditioning in the animal mind.
The reason it happens is because animals don't shut down like people do. You could think of them as litmus paper. They can't not absorb and reflect because their hearts are completely open. They were never trained like we were to shut down. So they feel everything that we're going through. They're kind of the original hippies. They want everybody to be happy, and they want there to be peace and love everywhere. So they will do anything to try to achieve that.
Williams is the first to admit that this all sounds quite strange, and hers is the first book to address the subject. But compared to the intangible and intuitive sense of animal communication, she says, mirroring is more readily accepted, even by skeptics.
Certainly there'll be people who question animal communication. I haven't had anybody question the idea that our animals reflect what's going on with our lives. And the stories are very convincing.
For those who don't need persuading, My Animal, Myself includes a do-it-yourself questionnaire for pet owners to analyze issues with their animals, past or present, as well as advice for dealing with whatever comes up. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.